Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, and a very warm welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Richard Martin, and here are details of your wake-up call coming to you from Malaysia on Monday, August the 21st, 2017. First of all, I have an announcement to make. As from today, my new Facebook page, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, comes online. It will not replace the Wake Up Call broadcasts that donors currently receive, but it will contain the short 5-minute version that I put out every week on the Podbean page, along with other commentary that may or may not appear in the emails that the donors receive along with the show. So I'd be grateful, please, please, if you would check it out, and above all, like it for me. Thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, the address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That's all lowercase, all one word, no punctuation. Once again, the address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And again, I would be eternally grateful if you would please be kind enough to like it for me. All right, so, did you know that the greatest doomsday weapon that exists is the flu? In 1918, the flu killed almost 100 million people worldwide in about a year. That's more people than died in all of World War I. That's more people than died in all of World War II. People seem to think that the flu comes on slowly and takes time to go away, but in 1918, many victims would feel fine in the morning and be dead by the evening. There would be people who died on the trolleys, at their desks at work, in their beds. The flu seems to have come from a US Army base in Kansas, probably from swine infected by birds. The Army ignored the problem and shipped sick soldiers all over America by train. Some trains arrived with nearly every soldier dead. Troop ships drifted off Ireland with almost everyone on board dead. There were mass graves in Boston. One of the biggest transmitters was the mailman, who delivered the germ unwittingly to the door of every house. There was no cure. There was no real treatment. Today, the treatment for flu is the same now as it was in 1918. Aspirin and water. We are no further towards a cure now than we were then. But what has changed is the transmission vectors. They are worse. In 1918, the virus travelled by train and ship. It took days to spread. Now we have airlines to deliver the germ to more people faster than ever before. The flu is the ultimate doomsday weapon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I think we have a very interesting show for the donors today. I'm going to be talking about the new jobs that have been created by President Trump, which have remained largely in the background, given all the other frightful things that have been levelled against him. Some true, some probably not true. Anyway, we're going to talk about the stability in the United States a bit today. It is really not very salutary, frankly. The issues in Charlottesville have really pointed up a simmering fire waiting to burst out and travel far and wide, unfortunately, in my opinion. Doctors are now supporting the single-payer health scheme in a majority, 56%, which is quite new. I am going to talk about Charlottesville, give it some of my perceived wisdom. A little follow-up to my story on Chicago the other day. It's a very grim and sobering thought that Chicago is really, alongside Detroit, falling apart faster than any other city in the nation. I will talk about some nonsense coming from a Harvard professor called Kenneth Rogoff, who is virulently in favor of doing away with cash. And it has nothing to do with money laundering and criminals. It's to do with making it easier for the state to control what you do with your money and to know what you do with your money, every single penny of it. We're going to wrap up the North Korea story once and for all. And then we'll see what time we have left. So, ladies and gentlemen, once and for all, please go to my Facebook page and like it. This is very important for me because I want to try to give some publicity to this because I do need to increase my listener base. So I wish you all a very successful week ahead, and I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.